Well, it's lovely to have you back again to join us for another of our thoughts for the day. And as we come and open God's word, let's pray together. Our loving Heavenly Father, as we now open your word again today, Lord, reveal yourself to us through it. Help us, Lord, to see your truths and write them on our hearts. We pray it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, today we're in 1 John chapter 4 and verses 4 to 6. But just before we read those verses together, I think it's worth noting that each of the three verses begins with a different pronoun. And I think we need to be clear to whom each pronoun refers. Verse 4 begins with you, all true Christian believers. Verse 5 with they, the false teachers. And verse 6 with we, the apostles and the true teachers. So with those things in mind, let's read together 1 John 4, verses 4 to 6. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us, and whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. So verse 4 is a declaration of victory. No, John wasn't saying then nor now that there are no false teachers around. There were, sadly, and there are still today. But if as an individual Christian and as a church, we believe in the virgin birth, Christ's death of atonement on the cross and his glorious resurrection, and to be a Christian believer, we must believe those things, then we have conquered the false teachers. They cannot conquer us. And says John, we've overcome them because greater who is with us than is with them, or as Paul writes to the Romans, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. By contrast, verse 5, the false teachers are tied to this fading, sinful, temporal world. And because unsaved mankind is also tied to the same world, these false teachers always get a hearing amongst them. As David Jackman puts it, the world is their origin and their audience. And that's why the world and its entourage are only too pleased to discuss religious theories and heresies, why the media are happy to spend hours discussing Philip Dawkins or Dan Brown, but not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, in discussing this great divide in John's letter, we've seen that the divide has been already about what we love and what we hate, what we say and what we do. And here John introduces yet another litmus test, who we listen to. Verse 5, the world listens to them. Verse 6, we listen to God. So here's today's challenge for each of us. Who are you, who am I listening to? The world and its theories and false teachings, or to God as he speaks through his Son and through his word? Because the only way in which we and our friends and family can come to know God is by God choosing to graciously reveal himself to us. And it's for that divine revelation that we should be earnestly praying and working for ourselves and for those whom God brings into our daily lives. Who are you? Who am I listening to today? Let's pray. Our loving Father, we thank you for your graciousness in revealing to us the truth of your gospel, for revealing to us the death of our Lord Jesus Christ and all he has done for us. We pray for the work of your Holy Spirit to reveal that same truth to those whom we love and know. Lord, may we never be distracted by the false teachings of this world, even those who secrete themselves within your church. Lord, honour, we pray, your promises that your word will stand forever. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.